Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Magnify you. Lift you up. Oh, give you glory. Give you honor. Worship your name. Worship the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise God. We praise you. Praise you, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Is there anybody that feels like they have a word for the congregation? Not a word for themselves, but something by the Holy Spirit for the congregation. If that's you, let me know. Anybody up here? Anything? Hallelujah.
Okay, before you even said anything, God was working on my heart. All I can see, it's been a while since we've been here, but all I can see is locking arms, and everybody locking arms, and support one another, and rise above whatever the junk in this world, who cares? Rise above as a team. And that's what this good news was all about, equipping the saints and going out to the world. And I know the Lord was working, and among everybody I could see was just joining arms as a team, supporting each other as a team and loving on each other.
Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're knitting us together. Knitting us together, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're in a safe place here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I just felt like God was just saying, I'm not done. I'm not done. I've got more. I think there's people here, including myself, that feel sometimes like you've done all you could do. And God's saying, I'm not done. I'm not done. And I've got more, bigger, better. The future's bright. It's not bleak, it's bright. And if we can just trust Him and just listen to Him and follow Him, then all that stuff we've been worrying about and concerned about, it'll fall. It'll fall to the wayside. And we just got to trust Him and keep moving forward. Because we can't stop and quit and fall back. Because that's what the enemy wants us to do. If we stop, he's won the game. But we're not stopping. We're going forward. And we're going to see what God has already spoken to our hearts. He's spoken some things to us. And we're like, when is that ever going to happen? Have you ever had those days where you feel like it's not happening? What's the deal? But God is not a liar. Amen. He tells the truth. He is the Spirit of truth. And if He's shown it to you, then it is true. And it will happen. We just have to keep moving. Keep moving with Him. And we'll reap the benefits of moving with Him. I know it's easy to give up. I know it's easy to want to just quit everything sometimes. But you know what? We can't do that. God's got a big plan. And I want to be a part of it. What about you? You know, do you want to be a part of what He's doing in these last days? All we have to do is just open up and give him a little room. And he'll just flood us with His goodness. And flood us with His love. And flood us with all the things that we've been desiring. But we just got to trust Him.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Did you guys? Did you?
I don't know that I really have a word except for all of this is for those little people, those young people. They're sitting there, they've all grown up in this church, and they're sitting there, and we're praising God, and they're just listening. But God's got plans for all of them. Look at their faces.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we just give you praise. Just give him praise. Oh, thank you. You're moving in our midst. Moving in our midst. Doing things already. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God. Stay open because I think there's some more for us. Keeps on switching. There we go. You know, this is a powerful living meeting tonight. And I've been just inspired, I guess, or have an unction to, you know, we've been talking about prayer since the beginning of the year and late last year. And I've been praying Paul's prayers. And there's just so much good things in there. But let's look at one of Paul's prayers tonight. In Ephesians 3, verse 15. And I want to read this from the Amplified Version. And there's something in here we want to point out for tonight. It says this, "For whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that the Father from whom all fatherhood takes his title and derives his name, may he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit, himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. May Christ, through your faith, actually dwell, settle down, abide, make his permanent home in your hearts. May you be rooted deep in love, founded securely on love, that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints, God's devoted people, the experience of that love, what is the breadth and length and height and depth of it, that you may really come to know practically through experience for yourselves the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled through all your being unto the all the fullness of God, may have the richest measure of the divine presence, and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Now to him who, in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams." Now, three times in these verses here, he talks about power. He talks about strength. He talks about power. The beginning he says, to be strengthened. This is Paul's praying this for the church. To be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit. And then he goes on to say that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints, God's devoted people. And then down in our favorite verse, Ephesians 3:20, it says, "Now to him who by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us." And so one thing that I've been praying for the church and praying for you is for you to be strengthened in your inner man. For you to be filled with God's power. Now let's look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. This is a familiar verse here. Ephesians 6, verse 10. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong." Everybody say strong. "Be strong in the Lord in the power of his might." Now, this word strong is the word Greek word endamos, endynamos, which means in power. And so, en means in, dynamos means explosive strength, ability, and power. We've talked about this. It's that word that we get dynamite from. And so the picture that's being painted here is of a receptacle that's filled with dynamite power. So in this case, who's the receptacle? We are. We are the receptacle. We've been made by God to be a receptacle for His power, for explosive power, designed specifically for that power. And Paul knew, and we know today, we're in desperate need of supernatural power on the inside of us to deal with the enemy, to deal with circumstances, to deal with situations. So what Paul is saying here in Ephesians 6:10, he says, for us to be infused with supernatural strength and ability, to be empowered with a touch of God's strength, to receive inner strengthening. Now, let's turn over to Philippians chapter 4. And let's look at verse 11, and I'll read from the Amplified. It says, not that I'm implying that I was in any personal want, for I have learned how to be content. This is good. Satisfied to the point where I'm not disturbed or disquieted in whatever state I am. I know how to be abased and live humbly in straitened circumstances. I know also how to enjoy plenty and live in abundance. Now listen to this. I have learned in any and all circumstances the secret of facing every situation. I have learned the secret. Well, who wants to know what the secret is? I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether well-fed or going hungry, having a sufficiency and enough to spare, or going without and being in want. Now, let's talk about the secret is found in verse 13. And I think we need this revelation for this year. I know some things that are going to happen, but there's a whole lot of things I don't know what's going to happen. And I think we need to be believing on purpose for this inner strengthening, this inner power. We need to be receptacles and of His explosive power on the inside of us to help us deal with what's coming, to help us deal to minister to people, to help us deal with situations. So listen to this now, verse 13. I have strength for all things in Christ. Anybody here in Christ? Who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. And so we need to be praying this. We need to be speaking this. But I just think, you know, tonight we've got a Power for Living meeting. We actually have power in the name of the meeting for tonight. And I think God wants to do some strengthening tonight. He wants to do some strengthening in you. And first, you want it on the inside. Now, it's great to be strong physically, and it's great to be strong in your mind. But this strength that He's talking is a spiritual strength and a spiritual power on the inside. And we need to be believing for this on purpose. Amen? Praise God. So let's just take a moment. Let's just continue to give Him praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Oh, and we thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you what you want to do in this congregation. What you want to do in this group of people here tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Kristen, why don't you come here? Hallelujah. Now, you've been through a lot. You've been through a lot physically and emotionally and in your family. And you may, I think I've heard it already tonight, but you may be wondering, how in the world are you going to be able to do this? How in the world are you going to be able to face what you have at home and face what you have here in the ministry and all the other things and all the demands? Really, in yourself, it's impossible. In your own strength and your own abilities, you're just not going to be able to keep up. But the Spirit of the Lord want to know, let you know tonight that there's a strength from heaven. There's a power, there's an empowerment that's going to come on you to not only handle all these different things, but to handle other things and do it with joy and do it with peace and not be burdened down and not be burnt out. You will not be burned out with this kind of power operating on the inside of you. So we just speak that right now. Be infused. The strength and the power of God just fill you up on the inside. Supernatural power flowing through you. And you're going to have wisdom to every day, wisdom to deal with every day in every situation. And you will not be burned out. And you'll not be tired. And you'll not be weary. But you'll be strong. You'll be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. So we declare it, we speak it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Frank, come on up here, Frank. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord just wants to know, let you know tonight, He's pleased with you. He's pleased with you. He's for you. He loves you. He's not upset with you in any way. He's pleased with you. And wants to let you know, this is going to be one of the most amazing years of your life. And He wants you to get ready. And don't look to the outward circumstances to determine if this word is coming to pass. But you look inward. You look inward. He's pleased with you. And He's got amazing things. So we just speak over Frank right now. I just thank you, Lord, that Frank is strengthened on the inner man. That the power of God may rise up on him like never before. Just a strength and an energy and a joy like never before. And great things coming in you and through you. And touch a lot of lives for the kingdom. And the dreams and desires and the wishes of your heart coming to pass. Oh, and we thank you for it, Lord. We give you praise. Don't look to man, Frank. Don't look to man. Don't look to him. Look to the Lord. Desires and the dreams and the wishes of your heart coming to pass. Manifestation time. Harvest time. So we thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 I love you, Frank. Glory to God. Who's next here? Nate or Susie?
Most of y'all don't know this, but we got a phone call on Wednesday, and they Matt's father has been ill, you know, ongoing decline for a long time, and on Monday he fell, and they took him to the emergency room, and through consultation with the doctors there, they decided to recommend that he go on hospice, and so they put him on hospice and said that perhaps he, and they took him off of all his medication, which was like 20 different medications, and said that perhaps he would live a month, and then we get a call today, and they said that he could go at any time. And, you know, he's in Minnesota, and here's Matt. And so Matt's leaving to go up there on Tuesday, and we don't know if he'll be here, if he'll be there before his dad departs or not. But we should pray for Pastor Matt to be strengthened. So come up here, Matt. And some of you come up and just minister to him and pray for him. Anybody and everybody that wants to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here, Nate, why don't you just...
Thank you, Father, for strength. We just impart strength to Pastor Matt right now, God, infusing him with your ability, your peace, and your comfort to endure whatever he faces in the next few days. Thank you for overwhelming him with your love and your support. The Holy Spirit is his guide and is his teacher and shows him what to do and how to do it. Thank you, Father, that he would look to the inside to gain his strength, to gain his support. That he would be, Father, I thank you that he would be a pillar of strength for his family. That he would be a rock for the rest of his family. When everyone else is falling apart, he'll stand firm. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Firm, 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 firm. Because he's got a firm foundation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, so we thank you that he's standing on the rock that is Christ. And from that rock, he gains his strength to stand against any situation, any circumstance. Whatever he sees with his natural eyes won't sway him. He won't be swayed to the left or to the right, but he'll stand firm on the promises of God. Hallelujah. So we impart strength to him in Jesus' name. Oh, be filled with strength, overflowing with strength, overflowing with the mighty power of Christ from within. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you'll stay on the right path. You will not be derailed. You will not be derailed from your purpose and your plan for this year. Yeah, you'll stay on course. You'll stay on course. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you for your grace upon him. Your ability added to his. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Infused with power, infused with grace. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And he won't be concerned with what happens at Good News Church. He won't let his mind drift to what's going on in Augusta this week. Oh, but he'll be focused and purposed on being that pillar of strength. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Casting the care of it over to you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Not a care, not a care, not a care. Not a care. It's not your care, Pastor. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Throw it off on his shoulders. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I was thinking about that song lyric that we were singing earlier, and even while we were rehearsing, it was like the presence of God was really strong. We were singing that bridge part. It says, "My soul secure, your promise sure, your love endures always." And man, we could just hold on to that. And we could just repeat that over and over and over. And I know it's like some songs get old, but that could never get old because it's truth. It's truth. And so many times in our soul, we face insecurities, right? We feel like we fall short in so many areas. And I feel like this was what the Lord was saying to me. You know, you feel like you fall short of your wife's expectations. You feel like you fall short of your family's expectations of you. Anybody ever felt like you've fallen short before? Like you haven't lived up to what people expect of you or what you think God expects of you. And you feel like, man, I've fallen short. I've fallen so short. I've missed the mark so many times. And what I just heard on the inside was Jesus speaking to my heart. And he says, I paid your balance. I've paid your balance. Where you've fallen short, I make up for where you fall short. I don't go just up to the expectation. I exceed the expectation. I help you go over and above. Isn't he an over and above God? So we can rest in the fact that our soul is secure in him. Whether we feel like it or not. Whether we feel insecure. Whether we're having a bad day, Kaylee. Whether we're having a down and out kind of day where we feel like, man, the world is on top of my shoulders. And I feel so insecure because I'm not measuring up. Even on that bad day, we can trust and know my soul is secure. Not because of what I do. Not because of how much. And this is encouraging because not because of how well I do. Even on your best day, your soul is secure because of what he's done. What he's already accomplished. He's already paid your balance. He's already done it for you. There should be no insecurities in your life. Your soul is secure in him. Why? Because his promise is sure. It's a promise we can stand on. It's a promise we can take to the bank, right? We can count on it every single time. His promise is sure. The scripture says, I believe it's 2 Corinthians 1:20, all of his promises are yes and amen in Christ. In Christ, we already have our answer. Yes. Everybody say yes. Everybody say amen. So be it. His promise, so be it. If you can find it in his word, it belongs to you. If he said it, he's done it. His promise is sure. And then it's all wrapped up in this huge, beautiful package with a big, bright red bow on it called love. Because his love endures. Always. No matter what you're going through. No matter what you may experience in this life. What you may have experienced in your past. His love endures. It's like that song we sing all the time. Your love never fails. It never gives up. Never runs out on me. And I love what Pastor Susie said the other day about his love not running out on us, not leaving us stranded. His love endures always. As I just began to sing those lyrics earlier, the presence of God was so strong because he just confirmed that truth within me. Because I feel like sometimes I have it together. I feel like I can fake it a good bit of the time, even if I don't have it together. I can act like I do. But I don't really. And none of us really do, right? In and of ourselves, of our own ability, of our own rule-keeping, we can never live up. But God. But in Christ, because he made up for what we were lacking, and then some. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. So let's thank him for that. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you that our souls can be secure. All those insecurities are just swallowed up in Christ. Glory to God. All those insecurities are swallowed up in Christ. We don't fall short anymore. We go over and above. Through Christ. Oh, I thank you for your promise. Oh, the promise. Oh, the promise. You delivered on your promise when you delivered Jesus. You delivered on your promise when Jesus promised the Holy Spirit. And you delivered on your promise every single time your promise has been delivered. We've been delivered because your promise has been delivered. Glory. And your promise is sure. It's certain. It's truth. We can rely on, we can, we can trust in it. We can stand firm on it because your promise is sure. Your promise is sure, and your love, your love, your love, your love, your love. Oh, because of your great love with which you loved us, we can have secure, and we can be secure, and we can have a sure promise because of your love enduring always in our lives. Glory, 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 glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. Oh, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your love. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mm. Oh, your love, your love, your love. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. Now you could just focus on that for the rest of the week. My soul secure, your promise sure, your love endures always, 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 forever, 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 forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Tony and Kathy, why don't y'all come up here? Welcome back. Welcome back. Glory to God. I just want to minister to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for strengthening this relationship. Strengthening this marriage. Y'all catch hands. Hold hands together. Thank you, Lord. A strengthening in this relationship that'll be better this next year. The years to come will be better than the 27 years they've had up to this point. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, they've had some good days. Well, they've had some bad days. But haven't we all? But these next days, better days. Better days. Stronger days. Stronger days. More purposeful days in your future. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, and you'll fulfill the purpose that He has for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father, for revealing the next step to the Tanton family. Thank you for a strengthening in their entire family, the kids. Strengthening. Just a bonding, a cementing together of this family. Nothing, 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 nothing shall tear them apart. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against them in judgment, you shall condemn. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So there's nothing that anybody says or does in front of you or behind your back that's going to harm you. You won't be shaken. You won't be moved. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for strength for the Tanton family. In Jesus' name. Mm-mm-mm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strength. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just need a hug. You do. I felt like God gave me a hug tonight. I really do. Oh. Hey, Al. Come on up here, man. Al Shorter, everybody. Al's new to the church. been in our Abundant Life class. This guy is an encouragement and a man of faith. God's got big things in store for you, young man. I think we're the same age. I don't know. But we're young men. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for Al. I thank you for his heart, for the things of God. I thank you that he is a sponge, just soaking up all that you have for him. Oh, I thank you that you would fill him up to overflowing. Thank you. Yeah, filling him up just like a sponge. Just like a sponge, you fill him up so then you can squeeze him out onto others. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, and he'll be squeezed out all over the city. Thank you, Jesus. As you as you hold him over people. Just get this image. It's kind of funny, but you're just being squeezed out among other people, among your family, among your friends, among the people you come in contact with. You're just squeezed out upon them, and they'll get a taste of God's love. They'll get a taste of God's goodness, and it'll come through you because you've been filled up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, and it's more than just an infectious smile or an outgoing personality. Ha ha, it's the Holy Spirit within you. It's the Spirit of God that people need. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. So be filled up, young man. Be filled up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet, man. Oh, you didn't see it like I did. That's why it's not funny to you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Holy Spirit can really infuse you with power. I think we could all stand to be a little more spongy. just soaking it up and squeezing it out. Yeah. Cause whether you like it or not, something's gonna squeeze you. Something's going to put some pressure on you, right? Man, you've been experiencing some pressure already. But when you're squeezed, what's going to come out? It's whatever you've soaked up. So soak up his presence. Soak up his power. Soak up his strength. Soak up his word. Ah, because life's going to squeeze you. Life's going to squeeze you. Oh, yeah. But when you're squeezed, make sure that you've been full of the Word of God. So the Word comes out of your mouth, not those other choice words. Right? Make sure the joy of the Lord comes out. Make sure the power and the strength of God comes out. Ha ha! That's what you want to be full of. Yeah. Fill up on the Word. Soak up the Word. Soak up the presence of God. Whoo! Glory, 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 glory. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Just Oh. Oh, just let your spirit expand a little bit on the inside tonight. Soaking up and expanding. Ha ha ha. Woo! Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh. Just soak it up, man. Woo. Mm. Yeah, yeah, that's good. Oh, ho, ho, woo. Yeah, man. Soak it up. Woo, soak it up. Soak it up. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Whoo. Oh, man, man. Whoo. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you never soaked up. You never soaked it up like this before. And you're like, what's so funny? What's everybody laughing about? Well, that's one of the expressions of the Holy Spirit is joy, right? You can go watch a comedy movie and you'll laugh till you cry, right? And you're like, oh, that was good, but it only lasts for a moment. But the joy of the Holy Spirit. Whoo. You can soak that up and squeeze it out on anybody you want to. Just let him fill you up. Oh, hallelujah. Mm. Here, Jose. Jose, 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 Jose. It's time to break free, man. Oh, glory to God, it's time to break free. Yeah. There've been some strongholds in your mind, man. I just see some shackles on your brain here. Woo! But Jesus got the key, man. He unlocked those suckers. It's time to break free. Shake them off. Shake them off. Shake them off. Say, no, 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 no. That ain't me. That ain't me. That ain't me. And the more you shake your head and say, no, that ain't me, the shackles will just shake off. Glory to God. Glory to God. You're free. You're free. You're free. You're free. You're free, man. You're free. No longer in bondage. No longer enslaved. Glory to God. Woo! So be free. 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 Embrace the freedom. Embrace the free life. Oh, embrace the freedom. Thank you, 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 thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The shackles coming off right now in the name of Jesus. The shackles coming off, and he's experiencing true freedom, true freedom, true freedom, true freedom. And it'll spill over. It'll spill over into his family. It'll spill over into his marriage. Oh, a freedom like never before. Freedom, 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 freedom. Freedom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Running free, running free, running free, running free. Yeah. Yeah, man. You'll be taking a lap like you won the Super Bowl. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Because you won something greater. You got a greater victory than that. You got a greater victory than that. Oh, you've overcome. You've overcome. You've overcome. Yeah, 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 yeah. So rejoice. 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 Woo! Rejoice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, yeah. Regardless of what it looks like in the natural, freedom. Freedom's yours. Freedom's yours. Freedom's yours. Yep, yep. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, help him to see, help him to see, help him to see. Open his eyes, the eyes of his heart being enlightened to see it. Ooh, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's already been done, it's already been accomplished. Quit striving, quit striving, quit striving. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You don't have to earn your way to freedom. Freedom's yours. Freedom's yours. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So rejoice. Rejoice. Praise God. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.